I hope your day is full of rainbows and butterflies and sparkles and kittens and bubbles and bubble gum and slip and slides and Prozac and Zoloft and Lamictal and Wellbutrin and Xanax and Ativan. And did you like that? I started with puppies and rainbows, and then I just kind of like slid into the psychiatric meds because it's 2020. And if you aren't medicated, then I feel bad for you. No, just kidding. Just also embracing mental illness here on the Shank Podcast. That's right. We have a banger episode for you this week with Kimberly Congdon. Love Kimberly Congdon. We came up together on Kill Tony. We've had a few series together, including Stone Science. A lot of you have been fans of us together for a long time. So this episode is going to be super fun. But before we get into this week's episode, I just want to tell you about something I love, and that's weed. That's right. Anyone who knows me knows I love my cannabis. I love smoking my weed. I love relaxing, but I don't just smoke weed from anywhere. Nope, I don't. I smoke weed from one place and one place only, and that's Libra. Libra is an amazing dispensary. Their flagship store is in Palm Desert. When you walk into the store, it's literally like having a full experience. It's like, oh, my eyes are opened. This is like no dispensary I've ever been to before. They have literally the best curated shelves. Their bud baristas know everything. You have a question, they got an answer. And one of the most exciting things is that they also offer delivery. If you're nervous about getting out of the house because of COVID, head over to LibraShop.com and follow them on Instagram at LibraShops. And, you know, support them. They support the show. Give them some love. They're the reason that you get to hear your girl once a week, just bringing you that premium content, just giving you what you need, a nice break from the hell that is existence. Guys, we have an amazing episode for you this week. Something else that I'm very passionate about, anyone who knows me knows this, is socks. I love socks, not just any socks. I love a fun print. You can see I'm sitting, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see that I am sitting in front of a floral print backdrop right now. And you can tell that a girl loves a print. And not just any print, I love a novelty print on a sock. That's right. If you guys are looking to have more fun with your wardrobe, start with your socks. Change them up a little. Embrace something different. Embrace something fun. Show people that you're a good time. You're always going to need socks, and I have a discount code for you, Sarah10. If you shop Oh Yeah Socks, you can follow them on Instagram, Oh Yeah Socks. That's 3 O's and H-Y-E-A-H Socks. You can follow them on Instagram there. You can see all the socks that they have to offer. And you can shop their website. Oh, yeah. That's 3 O's, H-Y-E-A-H.com. Discount code Sarah10 for 10% off all your novelty socks. They got socks for surf. They got socks for skate. They got socks for snow. You name it, there's a sock for it. They got you covered, and they're really cute, and they collab with all different types of graphic designers to bring you like the most fun prints you could ever imagine, from aliens to rainbows. You name it, there's a sock for it. You guys, I'm super excited for you to... I can't talk. I'm super excited for you to listen to this week's episode with Kimberly Congdon. This week's episode was done on Zoom, so it does have a fun visual element to it. And if you normally listen, I would recommend watching on YouTube. You can go to YouTube, Sarah Wineshank. Make sure to subscribe. Subscribe, because all of my podcasts now have a video element as well. So put us on your TV at home, throw us on the background, put Shank up on the big screen, then tag me, let people know you're watching, tag Libra, let people know that you're appreciating the content that we're putting out during this pandemic time. Okay, guys. This week's episode's gonna be a banger. You're gonna love it. I can't wait for you to listen to it. And if you can watch on YouTube, I highly recommend that because, again, they're fun backgrounds on Zoom and it's a fun visual element. Okay, guys, enjoy this week's podcast with Kimberly Congdon. Here it is, everybody. Thank you.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Shank, kind of, from Zoom with Kimberly Congdon.
Shank from Zoom. What's up?
Shank from Zoom. I just sit in front of this cow print backdrop now. I don't know what's going on or who I am.
I love that. Did you make that yourself?
Oh, I did.
Did you?
Yes, I built the thing that it's... Okay, the craziest part about this shit is that since the pandemic, I built the backdrop that this is hanging on, which for me, in terms of like finishing like something that requires like my hands and like...
Right.
Is a big deal. And I built the garment rack that my clothes are on, and I've just been realizing that I could do a lot more, so many more things.
Hold on. I'm kind of jealous of your background. So I'm about to get my own real quick.
Oh, shit.
Because, like, you can't just stun on me with a cow background and leave me with my childhood home bedroom.
But it looks good. It looks clean.
No, can you see it right now while I'm looking for my background?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Oh, no, I can't see you looking for your background. Is that what you're asking?
No. If you could still see me in my room. I was hoping you couldn't. Damn it. Why? It's still there. It's still there, you mean?
Oh, my God. So, wait. You went to a Waffle House.
I did. I went to a Waffle House.
Which I'm so jealous of. But we just found out literally, like, an hour ago that LA restaurants are opening.
Oh, are you so excited?
I'm so excited. I just want the option.
I knew you would be excited.
About that?
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, it's like going back to a restaurant, it's like a world you forgot was amazing.
Yeah. It's like all these things that you take for granted, like somebody cutting your hair and
right.
Like all of that shit that you're like, you don't even think about that people in like third world countries don't even fucking do. You're like, Wow, dude, we've had it good up until this point.
Yep. So I went to a Waffle House. It was the cleanest Waffle House experience I've ever had, first of all.
Okay. So walk me through the experience, sis.
So we call ahead. Let me tell you, we go up to Waffle House. And yes. What Waffle House is doing is they put up like, I don't know if they thought like it was the end of the world, like apocalypse, but what they did is they put up like a cart and they were like selling bottles of ketchup and A1 sauce and mustard outside.
Dude, restaurants be doing that now. I'll tell you what the like, shit that happened to me after this. Cause I have had some weird things where they're like, my taco shop also now sells bleach.
Yeah. Wait, what?
The taco shop by my house, they set up this Mercado, and then they have all this market shit that they also sell inside the taco shop.
Wait.
You just stunted on me hard. Wow, the Lisa Frank backdrop, sis. Couldn't be happier right now.
I knew you'd like it.
I don't even. Oh, because in the manic package I sent you, I definitely sent some Lisa Frank stickers.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
I put them in the manic state. I wasn't in my room. I put them on my face.
No, you did.
So from your mental illness to mine, I thank you.
I was like, it was like the pandemic. I was like, I'm sending my friends gift boxes. I'm like cleaning out my room all frantically, and then I'm like, what do they need? Socks. And stickers.
I was actually very excited. I love the alien socks.
Oh my God, I love the alien socks. I'm obsessed with.
The alien socks are freaking good.
Get some socks. Oh yeah, socks. Discount code Sarah10.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for that plug. Okay, so you go to the Waffle House. You get there.
Waffle House.
They're selling A1.
They're selling A1. They're starting off strong. I'm like, whoa, they're already hustling. I like this. As I walk in, they're bleaching the door handles. They're all bleaching the tables. Everyone's cleaning consistently. I think I was probably like the first. We were like probably like the fourth humans they've seen since the pandemic started. So they were like, look, we're clean. Don't we deserve $1 tip?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, yeah, they were cleaning the fuck out of it. I walk in. It's the cleanest I've ever seen. I mean, I'm pretty sure I've watched someone die at that Waffle House. No. It is a trashy Waffle House. Yes, it's disgusting. It's usually disgusting. It's right off the highway. It's literally right off the highway. So it's all the truckers stop there. No offense if you're a trucker. Mad respect. But like people traveling stop there. What I'm saying is people traveling stop there. So like in a pandemic, it's a disgusting place. It's an airport.
I just thought, you know, a lot of truckers listen to my podcast. They love fashion. They love, you know. Truckers be liking podcasts because they're bored as fuck.
That's true. You know what? I should reach out to the trucker demographic.
What do you think they're into?
I don't know. I think they'd like our stuff.
Guys, if you're a trucker and you're listening, send us tweet at us. Let us know that the trucker community appreciates us. First of all, it's so crazy because you have a Lisa Frank background right now, but then it looks like this big black mic is coming out of nowhere.
And then it goes away. Look at that.
Oh, just shit. Just me and the pups now. Just you and the pups. So,
It's like, I'm trying to be a star too, so I need you to see my mic. But look. But then I'm like, Mike, let me get a moment alone with my pups.
Oh, shit. She's doing it all.
I mean, the talent. You know what? I thought comedy was dead, and then you saw that sketch I just did with the puppies and the mic. It's back, baby.
Comedy's back, baby. But here's the thing. The fact that restaurants are opening in LA is a good sign, because does that mean the comedy clubs are going to open soon?
Right. I'm about to try and book a show this week in Florida.
Fuck yeah. When was the last time you went on stage?
Like months ago.
I can't even think about it. I don't even.
I think over four, like 3 or 4 months. It's the longest I've ever not done stand-up since I started stand-up.
Me easily. Too.
Easily. I mean, before this, it was like, oh, I didn't do stand-up in 2 weeks. That is horrible. I gave myself a two-week break like I'm a monster. In the last 7 years, it's been that. And you know what? Honestly, I'm taking it as a three-month break out of a seven-year thing.
Yeah. I mean, like, I also think it's interesting because I don't want to go back to doing my pre-pandemic material.
Sarah, I want you to, I have a scary thought for you.
Okay.
Imagine going on stage right now. What would you say for 15 minutes?
I don't know. I would literally need a week to prepare.
Me too.
I would need a week to like every day.
I don't know. Or like maybe just go and be like, what the fuck happened? We're all back from the dead. Like, this is nuts. Do we embrace it? You know what I mean?
I think we just go for it because everyone's going to be in the same predicament.
Yeah. But there's some fucking assholes out there that have been writing an hour in the last 3 months.
But it's different to write it versus perform it, because it's like, okay, like baseball players, you know, like they still have to go to practice even though they've been playing. Like, if you don't practice, then you don't have a good game. It's the same shit. So it's like everyone's back to square one, and you're just kind of like, I guess
I'm going back to open mics after this. Like, I think I need to hit a couple open mics.
Yeah. I mean, I think I need a bomb.
Have you been writing stuff?
A little bit, but I don't know. Like, I've been like writing jokes on Twitter, and I think that like I like to look at those and see if I can flesh them out into longer bits. I mean, you've been writing stuff on Twitter too.
I've been tweeting a little bit, and I've written a couple things down. But like my shit's getting weird, which is I kind of like, because it's been different than my usual stuff.
Right. Like that's kind of fun. Like the creative process is just different, and just having like different experiences and like actually living your life gives you more opportunity to like bring more stuff to the stage.
True. I have so much to like normal shit to talk about. Like before I was like running out.
Yeah,
it was like the same thing every night. You can't go to a comedy club every night to try to run new material, because all your material is going to be about going to a comedy club every night.
Right. And it's like, and we get like stuck in patterns. Like I know for me, like I have like the jokes that I do and it's like they work. I know that they're safe, but there's so many jokes that I just need to like purge. And like mm-hmm. now I'm like, fuck those jokes. Mm-hmm. I hate them. They're a hack. Who am I as an artist? What is who like
I truly never want to see an old joke of mine again.
Do you hate them?
Yeah. Because every single one of them. I want to change my entire set.
Yeah. But then it's also like, does some of it stay? Do you weave in pandemic material? And the other thing is like, do people even want pandemic material? Because our whole life is that now.
Can you hear my mom yelling at my sister?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Hold on.
What is she saying?
Hold on. My sister ate too much food. It's getting crazy.
What do you mean your sister ate too much food? That's right.
Her and her boyfriend or something probably is what they're arguing about.
And your mom's pissed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mom, can you stop yelling? I'm doing a podcast and everyone can hear you.
I just yell out, quiet on the set. When my parents were arguing last week and I was podcasting, I get out of my sister's room. I go, quiet on the set. And slam the door, and they're like, whoa, what's going on? My mom's like, Steve, she's doing a podcast. That's why she's quiet on the set. And then yesterday I was doing a live in the backyard, and I was tie-dyeing, and my mom's like, put a post-it on the door that says live recording. And I'm like, guys, there's only three of us. You both know I'm fucking recording.
Can you stop yelling? We had to stop and talk about you yelling in the middle of the podcast. Every time I do a podcast, I can't stop to tell you to just please be quiet for 1 hour.
Okay. Hi, Mary.
It doesn't matter. Don't yell.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Don't say hi to her, Sarah.
Sarah?
Yeah.
Hi.
So, yeah. All right.
Come to L.A.
Yeah, I want to.
Yeah.
We'll be there as soon as the pandemic's over.
I like your earrings.
Thank you. Close the door all the way, please. Same thing every day. I feel like I'm a kid again. I mean, the amount of times I had to say that, the amount of times I had to say that in high school, close my door all the way, please. Why do they leave it cracked so then it slowly creaks open?
My parents open mine unannounced sometimes.
My mom too.
And I'm like, no, this isn't like a fucking free-for-all. Like I have breasts. I like I've been you're gonna walk in the room. Like what if I'm tits out? What if I'm like watching porn? Like can I get a fucking heads up?
Yeah, dude, they should. I hope they're both listening to this right outside your door right now.
I know. They fucking can't stand me. And you know
your
what?
Your dad's going to open the door and being like, quiet on set, Sarah, please. Yeah. I don't want to hear that shit.
Oh, it's so true.
Oh, yeah. I can't tell you how sick my mom is of like opening my door and I'm like filming like two potatoes together and making voices and she comes in and I'm like, I'm working.
No, I know. It's so embarrassing.
It's really embarrassing. I'm turning 30 in September.
Oh my, well, I'm 33, bitch. So it's nothing's worse than that. I guess it's better than being 40.
Nothing's worse than that. That's 40, so dramatic.
I guess being 43, sick, dead.
Yeah.
Anyways, but so... Yeah, I feel mentally ill because I'm like, it's so weird trying to like be a clown at home. You're like, let me fucking try.
I'm like doing TikTok dances.
I know. It's dark. Well, I was hula hooping hard as fuck for like the first month before I saw
you hula hooping for. I had to text you and be like, hey, are you good? You're really sweaty on that live. It was truly the most I've ever seen you allow yourself to sweat on a live. That's when I was concerned. I was like, no, there's not a bead of sweat, is there?
It was
wouldn't even slip and slide with me on the 4th of July.
Oh my God, that was so fun.
That was so fun.
Okay, we did a 4th of July slip and slide. How would you paint this picture?
We went to like a picnic thing.
It was randomly my friends. I have fun friends.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was like a picnic thing and there was like hot dogs and it was a picnic. It was like a 4th of July picnic. And then it was on a hill in a park, and they set up a huge water slide, and everyone had like boogie boards and rafts. They were sliding down the slide, and Sarah would not do it. I had gone down, like, I'm a child. I had gone down, like, everybody was like being cool, like doing it once and then like going and chilling. I was like going over and over again with like the 7-year-olds. I was like, you butted me. To, like, yeah.
It was like aggressive. And then also I remember it was on Periscope. We should find that.
Yeah, we should.
Should we?
We should pull up all of our clips together for something.
We have a lot of good clips together. We do. Stone Science.
We should pull together all of our best clips. This isn't a different meeting. Well, let's talk about this later.
Wait, no, I'm open to this right now.
We should put all our clips and use that as a pitch.
Okay, we'll talk about this more when we're not.
I told you this is not a podcast. Why do you set me up like that?
I got selfish. I wanted to know what. I wanted to know.
It's fine. We don't need the copyright.
When will the pandemic end? What are you? Okay, this is my question. Like, because normally you know me, I love an outfit, especially during regular life. Now I'm like, who am I? What do I wear? I don't care anymore as much.
Right.
I'm like in workout clothes all the time. I got a camel toe. I walk through, like, I power walk through the streets with a camel toe, and I don't care anymore.
Right. No, I saw you, and you do it in like those triangle sunglasses. Yeah. I could just see you with like a coffee and your camel toe.
Yeah.
Coffee and camel toe. That's your new podcast. If you ever start a new one, that's the name.
Yes.
Yes.
Coffee and the camel toe?
Coffee and camel toe.
Not the camel toe? My nickname shouldn't be the camel
toe. If you want to make it its own entity, yeah.
No. That's another meeting. You know how I get weird ideas. Remember when we were trying to think of a title for Half Full, and I was like, is there a hyphen or is there not a hyphen?
And it was like a thing you were upset, like we had to talk about for a long time. And I was like, I don't know.
You're like, I really don't fucking care. If you're going to be so dramatic, just put in the hyphen. And
I was like, okay. Yeah, I was like, do you want the hyphen or not? And you're like, I don't know if we need it. And I was like, well, one of us needs to decide.
I wish I was like,
we can't spend 3 days on a hyphen. I'm sure it's Googleable.
I wish there was like a video reel of us like having
being monsters to each other.
Yeah. Having like... like serious creative differences behind the scenes.
The only person in the world who knows how awful we are to each other is Jay Sheck, the editor for Stone Science, because he got all of our raw footage and it was like, Sarah, stop moving. We have to shoot this again now. Hi, it's me, my bestie, Sarah.
it was like, Sarah, I need you to fucking help me set up and clean up. And I'm like, okay. And then I'm just like off smoking, staring into the distance. And
no,
like,
it wasn't that. We do have our own strengths. We do. I can get a whole bunch of things done, but you have a lot of attention to detail.
It balances each other out because
we balance each other out with a little bit of frustration.
Yes, a little bit of frustration. But here's the thing. What are you wearing? This is an abrupt change of subject. What are you wearing?
Okay, right now I'm in this tank top. Thank you. I'm in this tank top I got from Rosé.
Say it again.
Rosé. Have you ever shopped there?
Rosé?
Ross.
That's what I thought you were doing. I thought you were trying to make Ross fancy, but that doesn't work. That's just like a Target thing that basic white
people do. I called it Rosé, which made it sound almost cheaper than Ross.
Yeah.
And then I'm wearing underneath these, you can't really see them. Hold on, let me see if I can get the light on them. These pajama pants.
Ooh.
From Saks Fifth.
Oh. She's got a Saks Fifth PJ pants.
So yeah, I've been rocking this whole Saks Fifth PJ set. Because these pants actually come with like a long sleeve button down loose top. So I've been like doing that around the house a lot. I've been doing a lot of pajamas, sweatpants, t-shirts. Ooh, t-shirts and biker shorts. I love a t-shirt biker short combo right now.
I really forgot how much I love biker shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
if you would have told me a year ago you're gonna be wearing biker shorts, I would have told you to go fuck yourself. But now I love it.
Now, yeah, I'm biker shorts, sans bike. I'm not getting on a bike though.
Do you know how
to ride a bike?
Yeah,
bitch.
Good.
Do you?
Yeah.
I was actually gonna judge you if you didn't. I don't know why. I've never really thought about it, but like, I didn't like the thought of you not being able to ride a bike.
I mean, that means your dad was not around at all.
Right. Or anybody.
See, yeah, that's a good point.
If you don't know how to ride a bike, you are an orphan.
Yeah, that's
orphan behavior.
Right. If you don't know how to ride a bike, that's fucked up. Would you like flying kites?
I tried to a few times when I was little, and then very quickly I learned that kites aren't shit.
But once you get one up and it's soaring.
Maybe I never did it right.
It's hard to do. I remember one time when I was on acid with an ex-boyfriend, I really wanted to fly this kite, and he couldn't help me fly the kite, and I judged his manhood based on the fact that he couldn't help me fly the kite, and I was on acid, and I was like, I need a man who can help me fly kites. This relationship is not going to work.
Oh, no. Be careful what you wish for, sis.
Yeah. Dude, maybe he flies kites, but he doesn't eat pussy.
Right. He's like, I don't know. Every time I go to eat a pussy, I can't stop thinking about kites.
Yeah, it's so weird.
It's exactly what I wished for.
No. So what's the deal? Is Florida, are people in masks and gloves? Like, LA is weird as hell.
Sort of. Not really. It's about, I would say, 35% of people are in masks and gloves. All the employees are and stuff, and then like 35% of the population, and everything's open. I got my nails done and I got a pedicure. Not to brag.
You bitch.
But listen to this. The nail salons, they have glass in between you and the nail people, and you slip your fingers like at the bank, at the ATM where they put out the cash. You like slip your fingers under a thing.
I kind of am into that.
I'm into that too. I'm like, finally, like, I don't like a lot of like face-to-face breathing interaction anyways.
No, or touching with strangers.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of, especially like as a woman, you're kind of like, yes, let's get some space.
Yeah, less touching. I'm good. Fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that part's nice. But, but then when you think about how many things you used to touch.
Right.
I touched everything. And I didn't wash my hands, I'll be honest.
I touched less. I was a little weird with germs, but I still touched a lot.
But you don't even realize how much shit you touch. I was thinking about, okay, being on the subway with you at like 5 p.m. in New York, and you're like smashed against the glass and there's so many people in there. That now scares the shit out of me.
I would never. I don't think I could live in New York anymore.
You're over it?
I don't think I could do it, dude. I don't think I can do it.
Well, you've always loved LA. I want you to move back.
Bitch. I want to move back, low key.
Yeah, move back.
I'm nervous.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't want to move again. I've moved so many times.
Yeah, I mean, it's also a weird time to move.
No, I'm definitely not moving right now. I'm giving it a few months, but I'm also like, oh, okay, I guess I'm just home in Florida for 5 months.
I mean, listen, I've been home with my parents for years.
But it's weird to be home in not a comedy town.
Totally, but really nowhere is a comedy town right now.
That's true.
You know? Like, it does feel good to know that, like, it's not like we're getting behind, because I feel like there's so much like comparing and in comedy, because there's so much competition and so many people want to do it and stuff. So it does feel good to like not be in that game right now. Mm-hmm. Where you're literally like, it's not about that. It's just about trying to survive. Mm-hmm. I hope to one day have sex soon. So just stay tuned.
Are you going to do it live on the podcast?
Yes, with a Lisa Frank backdrop. fuck with puppies on the background. I mean, I can't even, I also am like, wow, I had a lot of casual sex before.
Right.
Like, ew.
Well, you know what it seems like? It seems like if you start talking to someone while you're like both in separate quarantines, it's kind of like real dating again.
Right. Which is so weird because you're like, oh, I actually. Because
you're like, maybe I've never dated before.
Right. Like, I'm
like, oh, you're supposed to ask their birthdays? You know what I mean? You're like, oh.
Oh, yeah. You're supposed to form an actual human connection with this person? That's fucking crazy, dude. You don't just, like, put your parts inside of each other. And so gross. It's also, like, it makes you realize how gross we are, too.
Yeah.
What about mics on stage? What's going to happen? We're bringing our own mics because you know those mics that smell bad sometimes? And you're like, why does it smell like an asshole? It's like everyone's been breathing in it for years. That's got to stop. The Comedy Store. The Comedy Store needs new mics. You heard it here.
Today. Are you calling them out? Are you officially calling them out?
I'm calling them out. Get some new mics that don't smell. Or maybe we bring our own mics or like, are we all going to go on stage with gloves and, like, take out the mic with a glove like a fucking real clown? Like, what's happening?
There's no answer, Sarah. Who knows? I remember when they were about to, like, shut down all the clubs and stuff, like, before I left. I remember like the crowd, I was like talking to the crowd and I was like, I don't even want to kill right now because you're all laughing and breathing at me.
Yeah.
So that's the thing too. I was like, the harder I make you laugh, the more you might infect me.
Yeah. And also like, imagine, that's so funny. Imagine like, okay, to sell out a room, you just have to sell 40 tickets.
Right.
It's like I sold out.
That's my dream.
Right. Oh, yes. Is that Chick-fil-A background?
I couldn't find my own cow print.
Well, we like that. We like that. By we, I mean me. Yes, just the mic and the cows. I don't even know.
See, this is a different kind of fashion show.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Let's
Oh, wait. Here we go. What do you think about this, sis? Oh, yeah. You like these earrings?
Yeah. They're cute. She's a mom.
My mom gave them to me. You know what my mom's been doing is she's been giving me all her jewelry. She's like clearing out her jewelry boxes and she has so much jewelry. Not a lot of it is great, but every once in a while you find a diamond.
And when you find a diamond, you take a diamond. You heard it here on Shank. That's right. You find a diamond, you take a diamond.
When you find a diamond, you take the diamond, sis.
And you say thank you and you never look back.
Never once. All right, this is my last time I'm going to change my background. I'm sorry.
No,
this is almost too fun.
I'm enjoying it.
Are you? Okay, I think you're going to like this one.
Just fucking come with some fire. Oh! She's on the catwalk. She's on the modeling runway right now. Let's do a hair flip.
Okay, hold on. Now I got to move this chair.
For those of you who are listening and not watching, Kim is...
Sorry, this is for the visual watchers only.
And if you're not watching, go to YouTube, Sarah Weinshank, watch this shit. She is strutting her stuff on what appears to be a Zoom runway. She is doing a hair flip. She's looking left. She's looking right. She's not afraid. Oh, we just got... Oh, shit. Shit's out of control. She just fell back on her bed, spread her legs on the runway.
This is a different kind of show now, baby.
Kim, this is like, Kim, you can't tip on this show.
So.
I mean, I respect sex workers more than I ever have. What about you?
Oh, right now? Hell yeah.
You're like, I respect your hustle. I respect you putting yourself out there. You're risking viral infections. You don't give a fuck. I respect the content you're creating.
Yes. You know? I mean, the way that I would love to do an OnlyFans if I wasn't a comedian.
I know.
I would have been, if I wasn't a comedian, I would have been up in my room, finger blasting myself to death. I swear to God. This room, if you walk through the car, if I wasn't a comedian, if you walk through the carpet in my room, it'd be like,
ew.
Like, it would be like, it would be disgusting in here. It would have splash zone warnings. Like, bro, I would be making millions.
I know. If I didn't have parents, I would for sure have an OnlyFans.
I told my mom, I was like, if you were dead, I'd be a porn star.
Yeah. Wait, but also, what is this backdrop? Are you sitting behind an audience? There's like this weird, scary white guy right here. And his mouth
is because I was doing this. It's because I was doing this. And then I was like, shit's weird, right?
She's, yeah, are you performing?
Yeah, I was doing stand-up for it.
Dude, before. this guy's mouth is open. He definitely doesn't have a fucking mask.
I'm fucking killing with that guy. Look at that. That's the best person in my audience. He's laughing. Can I tell you, these people, okay, let me tell you a good audience member versus a bad.
Okay.
The guy in the glasses is who you want.
Why? What about him?
Because you can tell from that picture, you can hear his laugh from the stage. He's outwardly laughing. He doesn't look like he's forcing it. You ever see an unhappy person try to force themselves to laugh just to join the crowd? That's from his soul, a laugh. You could see, you got him. You know what I mean? He's got the you got him face.
Yeah, he's got that, and his face is fucking red. Like, he's not getting enough oxygen. Like, you're killing, according to this.
You're literally killing him.
Like, you're, honestly.
There was one time at the Comedy Store when I was on stage and this girl was laughing and she choked on her food. And I was like, if you die, I will become so famous. off of you. Please. I was like, I joked you to death.
Yes. Wait, but here's the thing. At first I was really opposed to this backdrop because it's weird. I got to be honest. There's just like white people in suits laughing. It's a strange vibe. Okay, now there's more ethnicities. We like to see it. Okay.
But this is what I'm saying, Sarah, is this guy,
yeah,
he's like a good audience member. He hyped his girl next to him. You can tell she don't crack a smile often. This bitch, Dorothy, whatever her name is.
You're fucking killing with me right now.
Let me tell you, Dorothy, it's hard for her to crack a smile, but look, she's outwardly laughing too. And then we have the guy next to him, also a beautiful audience member. But let me tell you who I don't like.
Folded hands. Girl. This cunt.
Let me tell you about this girl's energy.
It's not good, bitch. This girl's energy is not good, bitch.
Can I tell you what this face is? This says, I recognize the joke was funny, but I'm literally holding myself back from laughing.
Yeah, I think I feel like they might even be like on a first date, those two.
They might be on a first date, or he
brought her and she's not having fun.
Yeah.
Or she's just waiting for her drinks to get here.
Yeah.
Some of these people. I mean, at first I was really opposed to this background, but that white guy laughing right here next to Dorothy, those two, yeah. I want that blown up and in my room.
Yeah.
With the Zoom backdrops, baby. You never know what you're going to get. Have you been smoking weed in quarantine?
Yeah, too much. I was just saying today that maybe I should quit a little.
I was thinking that as well. I've been high as fuck. And then it's like, and then when I don't smoke, I'm like, wait, why am I not smoking? There's nothing to do.
Right.
You know?
I know. Sometimes I'll be like, you know what? I'm going to get work done today. And then I'm like, open up my computer and I'm like, what is work?
Yeah, no, that's what it feels like. That's what it really feels like.
And every night I go to bed and I have like a million ideas of these creative things I could do. And the next day I'm like, but how?
I know. It's like, it's weird because I go through like phases where I'm like, I want to make podcasts, like a bunch of them. And then other phases where I'm like, what is a podcast? Who am
right.
I? Also, like, I like, how are you spending your days? Like, what do you do with your time now?
I smoke weed. I eat food.
That's what it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like a dark summer vacation.
I did work out, but I got hurt, so I can't work out anymore. So now I'm just doing, so I've added a little more weed and food into my schedule to make up for the working out.
Yeah. What happened? You had an injury?
Yeah, I had an injury in the old jits.
In jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, I got beat up.
Jits.
I got beat up.
What do you like about it? Because, like, for me, terrified. I'd be terrified of like doing jiu-jitsu. So like, what about it do you like? Because I know a lot of people like it, and I know a lot of women really like it too.
I don't know. It is something about the way the fighting is that reminds me of the way that I like fought with like my sisters and other people when I was little.
Oh,
I don't know.
Shit. This is some Florida shit. What do you mean?
It's just such, it's like a familiar fighting to me. I don't know why. To like be laying on the ground and like putting your foot on someone's hip and like pulling on them. It's just like, I don't know. You had to be, get scrappy with your sisters to understand.
My sister has punched me before.
Basically, I feel like I was a wrestler in high school, but at home with my sisters.
Really?
So that's my answer. If pretend I wrestled in high school, but it was just with my family.
When was your last physical family altercation?
Oh, God. Too recently. 3 months ago.
I respect the honesty.
I've said it once before, and I'll say it again. My sisters can get these hands at any age. I don't know what else to tell you. They're the only they're the only people I'll never grow out of fighting.
But what is it about a sister that makes it so much worse? It's like dirty, right? Because you're like, when you don't like them, it's like you really don't like them.
A sister?
Yeah, when you're like, you're really fucking annoying. I can't even believe we're from the same fucking people.
That's what it feels like sometimes.
You're like, ew, how did you turn out like this and I turned out like this?
Send this clip to your sister, Sarah.
Yeah, that'll be a productive way for us to grow as adults in our sisterhood relationship.
Any age that could get these hands.
Come get these hands, sis.
The Kardashians fought recently. Did you see that?
I mean, the Kardashians. No.
You saw the clip of the Kardashians fighting.
No.
Sarah, I almost called you Alex. Okay. You had to have seen this clip. Can I show it to you? Can I share my screen?
Yeah, share that screen, bitch.
Okay, hold on. Let me get it. Because I can't believe that you wouldn't have covered this. They fought in full fashion gear.
No.
It's exactly what you'd want.
It's everything I want from what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's see if this is the one. Hold on. How do I share my screen with you? Hold on. Can you hear this?
I can hear it.
Okay. Hold on. So you know it's bad. Share screen. Here we go.
Which sisters?
Oh, you disabled it. Never mind. I don't know how to do it.
I disabled it?
Yeah, it says, sorry to blame you.
Hold on. Share screen. Okay, see if that works.
Okay, let's see. Yes. Okay, can you see this?
Oh my God, I can.
Okay, cool. Look, let me make it full screen for you. That was literally me and my sister's fight 3 months ago.
I mean, I get it though. Because I feel like a sister fight's so much dirtier than like a brother fight.
Yeah, a brother fight's easy because, I mean, I don't know. I don't have a brother.
Yeah, me either. But
maybe they hit you back just as hard because you're their sister.
Yeah.
It might be a bigger challenge, honestly.
Oh, if you had a brother, you'd be fighting him.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
But, like, do you feel like MMA, like, jiu-jitsu, like, it helps you get out your aggression in a way?
Definitely. Yeah, I'm so tired. It's hard to be mad after jiu-jitsu.
Really? Oh, a baby? Yeah. You put a baby as the backdrop? Just a subtle reminder that the biological clock is ticking? She had to remind me of my own mortality by putting up a baby? What is happening?
I'm sorry, sis.
That umbilical cord is a lot for me. I'm going to need for you to scale that back. I mean, to me, that looks like a goddamn alien.
Okay, hold on. I'll take it off.
Look at its feet. Those are big feet for a baby.
I like this one. It reminds me of better times.
She put one of herself.
You can see what a catfish I am.
How do you even change the background? I need a tutorial.
Guess which one's me and guess which one's doing the podcast.
Easy.
Okay, yeah. You just go and change the virtual background on, see where it says stop video, the little arrow?
Yeah.
You just choose virtual background and then you could do.
Whoa.
Right.
Whoa.
Oh, sis.
What's that?
I'm actually really jealous of yours.
Who the fuck is that?
Post Malone.
I can't even see. He doesn't have any face tattoos in this photo.
No.
This is not, this is a Photoshop Post Malone, or this it is Post Malone before he got cool.
It is.
I can't stand Post Malone, I gotta be honest.
Do you know this girl?
No, is she famous like on TikTok?
Yeah, that's Charlie.
Yeah, I don't do TikTok. Have you been doing it?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of TikToks. I'm a savage.
Oh, no. Don't. I hate when you call yourself a savage and then start singing.
Stupid, what's happening?
How do you get those backgrounds?
I Google the image, and then when you go to choose virtual background, you go to choose your own, like the little arrow, add virtual background image.
Oh. Wow. Mom's learning.
And then you can get anything.
That's amazing.
I'm about to get the most beautiful background in the world.
Get it.
Okay, hold on.
Who are you in front of right now?
This is Drake and Rihanna when they were flirting.
That's what I thought. Does that hurt you to see?
Is that her what?
Does that hurt you to see?
E to C?
Hurt you to see Drake flirting.
Oh, yeah. I love Drake so much. Like Annie, I think I had to unfollow him on Instagram. I think I unfollowed him.
Yeah, right. Tell me about...
No, I swear.
What's going on in like young cultures? Stuff you learn from your sisters or also rap culture, please. Anything. I need
what
to
do
keep
mean?
Like, do I need to know about anything? Like any songs that have dropped? Oh, that photo.
My queen.
There she is.
That's my queen. Hold on.
We are. Wait, should I put my background as you?
Yeah. And then you better kiss me on the cheek.
Okay. This is insane.
This is honestly, yeah, it's a joke what we're doing.
This is content, baby. You asked for some Shank Condon content, you're getting it. Okay.
Me and my girlfriend. You look like, this looks like a sexy mugshot. I don't know why.
It does look like it 100% looks like a mugshot.
And I'm your like lesbian girlfriend that's standing up for you on TikTok. I'm like, this is my girlfriend, Sarah. She actually got arrested 5 years ago. Look at her. Save my baby.
But you also have like, the mic is on my face. So it's a funny... contrast. Okay, wait. So I pull up a photo.
I'm in love with a criminal.
wait till I fucking level up. I said it.
Let's see it, bitch.
I go here and then I go choose a virtual background. Okay. Hold on.
Choose your own background, then you find where you saved it. I mean, for all the audio listeners that are doing their own Zoom comedy podcast. I'm sure you're loving this content we're doing.
You guys are loving it.
Go to choose virtual content and then click on the checkbox.
It's so much fun. You guys are getting a full-on tutorial. Okay, here we go.
Honestly, if you were watching, you could see this relationship blooming. That's amazing.
We've lost it.
We're hanging out.
Can I hit that?
Yeah, sis. Go ahead. Yeah, just smoking with my girlfriend.
Well, I would say this was a successful podcast.
I would say so too.
It was a fun hang. I feel like maybe I should
upload. It went by fast. That's how you know it was fun.
Yeah, I feel like I should upload the whole video to Instagram.
I think you should.
Yeah. It was a journey. I love you so much.
I think that's another conversation for outside the podcast, like we saw.
We're really giving people a glimpse into our
really breaking the fourth wall here.
Yeah, let's talk about that reel we're gonna edit together for our big pitch.
You know, I gotta tell you what the agent said about the thing that we're doing.
Oh yeah, please do all of the things that we're doing,
the 10 things that we're doing, all the 15 TV shows we have picked up.
Yep, catch us on television. Okay, what do you have? Not what do you have coming up, because that's not accurate. Where can people find you? And plug your podcast.
Hey, you guys, thank you so much for listening to me on Sarah's podcast. It's always nice to pod with my old friend again. It's nice to be back together. If you're, now that we're at the end of the podcast right now, I need you to pause it real quick. And right now, go subscribe right the fuck now. You can go subscribe to my podcast, Broad Topics. It's BROADTOPIX, Broad Topics. You can go to askdigitalnetwork.com/broadtopics, or you can find it on YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, anywhere that podcasts are available. Go check it out. It's super funny. If you like what you heard today, and follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon, on TikTok at Kim Congdon. And yeah, this was so fun, Sarah.
I love you. Thank you so much for coming on. And we're going to do a Broad Shank episode soon. So look out for that as well. And thank you guys for listening. Okay, bye. Love you.
Bye.